The first reading is a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In the first book, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up, after giving instruction through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While meeting with them, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When he had gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel? He answered them, it's not for you to know the time or seasons, but the Father is established by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and the cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. They said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking up the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will return in the same way, and you have seen him as you have seen him going into heaven. The word of the Lord. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. All you peoples, clap your hands, shout to God with cries of gladness, for the Lord the Most High, the Awesome, is the great King over all the earth. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. God mounts his throne amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid trumpet blasts. Sing praise to God, sing praise to our King, sing praise. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. For King of all the earth is God, sing hymns of praise. God reigns over the nations, God sits upon his holy throne. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel. No, we have a second reading. Have a seat. What am I doing? It's what happens. The second reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, may the Lord our God, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, resulting in knowledge of him. May the eyes of your hearts be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call, what are his riches of glory and his inheritance among the holy ones, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power for us who believe, in accord with the exercise of his great might, which he worked in Christ, raising him from the dead and seating him at the right hand in the heavens, far above every principality, authority, power, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age one to come. And he put all things beneath his feet and gave him his head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way, the word of the Lord. And now you can stand. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. So then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took a seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord. And today we celebrate the Feast of the Ascension. And Ascension is Jesus Christ went into heaven after the resurrection. So body and soul. Up there, it's one of our stained glass windows showing the Ascension. But what's important for us is that before he leaves, he says, go and make disciples, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. And so that's for you and for me. See, there was a person who used to write all the time, every time I'd say something like that, I'd say, you got to put it in context. He wasn't talking to us, he was talking to the apostles. Really? Of course he was talking to the apostles, but he's talking to us, just as he did in the first reading. He says, you go and pray, because today, well, tomorrow starts the novena to the Holy Spirit. And so the original novena was given to them by Jesus, and Jesus told them to pray and the Holy Spirit will come upon them. So the next day they started to pray for 9 days, and the Holy Spirit came upon them. And it says, when you receive the Spirit, you don't have to go all by yourself into all the world and proclaim the good news. You'll receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And then you will be my witnesses. So all of us are called to be witnesses. So I encourage you that you need to start the novena of the Holy Spirit tomorrow. There's lots of them online. The one I go all the time is there's a website called Pray More Novenas. Pray More Novenas. And you can sign up, and then every day for the next 9 days, they will send you an email with the prayer for the novena for that day. So you can do that every day, and you won't forget because they're going to email you and tell you, hey, this is the prayer for today. I think you should pray it. So together, let's pray to the Holy Spirit to come upon us, that we too would be witnesses, just as the apostles were to all creation. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stay.